Mr. Harrowby Ribston took the disclosure remarkably well. He did, it's true, flinch and turn a little pale, but in a few moments he had recovered himself. "Thank you, sir," he said, "and let me say how much I appreciate your openness. In fact, you tempt me to be equally frank with you. Let me confess, then, that as a matter of fact, I haven't left my wife, for the simple reason that I'm a bachelor. I grow vegetables on rather a large scale, and once a week business takes me to London. As for the matter of the suitcase, I have some friends whose house we passed a few miles back, and every week I fill a suitcase with vegetables, bring it with me, and throw it out of the carriage window as the train passes their house. It rolls down the embankment and lands up against their railings. It's a primitive method, I know, but it saves postage, and you can have no idea how much entertaining conversation it provokes with my fellow passengers. You, if I may say so, are no exception."